Hey, thanks very much for joining me here on Right Edition, where I got news and views with attitude, and I specifically want to talk about the left. Well, I was going to say today. I talk about them every day because they're crazy. Let's talk about this Jones person. She's the Attorney General in New York. I mean, she has this statement that so many of them use all the time. She says, hey, no one is above the law. That's a thing that they often use, her and all the other wackos, and that means everyone. It applies to everyone except for me. That's what it means. I mean, she's now looking like she broke the law, and she's just mouthing off continually. Now let's get over to the shutdown. The shutdown in the US of A is still going on, but I think it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for the president to go in and change things, and he's doing that. He's knocking off trillions of dollars worth of programs, whether it be environmental nonsense and so many other things, that he's saying, hey, I have a free rein now. Hey, dummies, why did you do this? It is kind of bizarre when you dig into it, but everyone does say it's your fault, but facts are facts, right? You read all this stuff, it's the Democrats' fault. But Trump, I like what he's doing. I mean, he's knocking salaries down, he's firing people. I mean, he's basically reshaping Washington. And if it stays closed for another week, two or three, I mean, that reshape is going to be substantial. Now, let's swing over to New York City. We have an election coming up there soon for the mayor. And if this guy wins, this guy, of course, being the communist, if he wins, it'll be amazing. Recently, it was discovered that there were 79 foreign donations made that are outstanding. Others were made, but monies were returned because they were caught. There's 79 that have been caught, but they're still outstanding. Which means it's kind of like I always say with regards to speeding. Driving down the highway, is this the first time you got a traffic violation? I don't think so. A speeding ticket? I don't know. You speed a lot, but you just got caught today and you get mad at the policeman. That's the normal reaction. That's what's going on here. He just got caught. I mean, is it a crazy thing or a bad thing that he's doing this? He's breaking the law. What do you expect? He's a communist. That kind of goes with their makeup. Now, let's talk about COVID. We haven't talked about that for a long time because we all want to forget it, right? It was a bad time. And they locked us up and treated us badly. Blah, blah. Anyway, now we have a doctor who is a microbiologist, biologist. You'll get it. Doctor, I can't pronounce this stuff. I mean, they didn't teach us in grade 6 and 7. Doctor whatever. Anyway, he's a prominent guy. And he has revealed that COVID injections damage the brain, takes away your intelligence, and makes you a different person. It destroys your willpower. Oh boy. And he goes on to say, this is billions. I'm talking billions of people now who have been destroyed. And I guess they're in the process of being destroyed, and they're altered by these experimental injections, and the willpower is gone, and they got damage, you know? Hey, billions? I don't agree with COVID, but billions? I mean, I haven't seen many people walking around like me. Hey, Ottawa, Canada. There's 11 Indian leaders from across the country now that have been named to government's new People's Council on Wednesday, tasked with advising the new federal body working to fast-track major infrastructure projects. So you now have a group of unelected people from a minority group who are in charge of what? How can this be? I mean, they've created this as a promise to Indian people that the government said, hey, we're going to work with you, but they're unelected. And are they qualified? A lot of them are not. I mean, maybe some are. But whatever, they shouldn't be doing this. So now the bureaucrats getting more money. They get paid by the meeting, by the way. I don't know the amount. It used to be $500 a meeting. I think it went up to double that. And now with the government in charge here, who knows who's zooing the zoo and what they do. I mean, this is just more bureaucracy. And it harms the majority of Canadians because things will stall and get rejigged and different things from a group of people who have no right doing what they're doing, and the government is wrong. Just saying. Now, you have federal and provincial laws that state that Canada and British Columbia and other provinces need to have free, prior, and informed consent on issues impacting Indian people. The Indian people now have been given so many powers. The UN is even involved. Can you believe that? The UN? I mean, they're involved in Canadian politics and Indian affairs. Well, they are. I mean, my understanding always was is that Indians were given reservations They would have that land, and it's like a communal living, and monies would be given to them, and then they would merge into Canadian society. I think that's the way it was kind of intended. And then the reservations. I look at that and I think, hold it here. I've been to reservations where there's a lot of poor people and some enormously rich people. How did that happen? They went into the reservation and somehow they took land out and put it in their own names and then did 99-year leases to white folk, and Canadian Tires were built and other things, right? And now they have revenue and they're making millions of dollars in some cases weekly. I mean, it's outrageous. And on that same reserve, you have people that own no land and they're poor. But it's government-owned land, but the Indians somehow have these leases. Do you understand all that? I mean, what the bloody heck happened? I mean, 1% of the country is Indian, 5% say they are. A lot of white guys with the cards because they get free stuff. Kids go to university free and all of this. I don't know. It's everyone should be treated fairly, but is this fair? Oh boy, I'm confused. Now, Liberals. Lastly, Liberals make me crazy. They're in their own world. I talked to a couple of them yesterday on an airplane, and it's wild how they think or don't think, I guess. Finally, I got so fed up, I was ready to give them two words, and it wasn't Merry Christmas. Hey, you fill in the blanks and y'all come back. See ya.